Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live
from an undisclosed location in the universe with Iggy Garcia
and Adrian Arts. Join us as we explore the holistic, metaphysical,
and the spiritual realms every Monday night
at 7 p.m. on WithInsightsRadio.com.
Welcome to WithInsightsRadio.com. I'm Iggy Garcia.
And I'm Adrian Arts. Hello, everybody.
We are here broadcasting live from an undisclosed location. And I interrupted you there. You were saying hi to everybody.
It's okay. That's all I said.
This is Season 9, episode 480. So we're cruising right along. This coming...
Yeah.
December will be 10 years of doing With Insights Radio, so that's pretty impressive. That's pretty cool. So that's like 3,000 some episodes of shows.
You need an anniversary show.
Yeah, we're going to have one here. That's December sometime. I have to look that up. I think it's December 8th, if I'm not mistaken. My birthday is when we did the first show. So
yeah.
Should be fun. Maybe we can get everybody who is part of the...
It should be an easy anniversary to remember.
Yeah, that's my birthday. That's my birthday.
Yeah.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to the show today. We're starting a little bit earlier, and I think we're going to be going back to our regular schedule just because it makes it easier for Adriana and for myself to... kind of get it over and done with and continue with the evening and do some other things we need to do. Plus, it probably gives you a little bit of time to listen to us when you're driving home or just sitting back and relaxing. I know we usually do the shows at 7, but I find that maybe 6 o'clock was a good time too, so we will find out. The call in number is 646-595-3440, so if you want to call in for a reading, we'll pop people in from time to time and do some readings. So what's going on your side of the world there?
Oh, nothing much. Nothing much. Kind of just had a laid-back weekend and caught up on some much-needed rest and watched some stuff on Netflix was all. I really didn't do a whole lot. And... next thing I know, it's Monday morning and time to go to work again. The weekends certainly do not seem like they're long enough, though.
Yeah, boom. They go fast.
Yeah, a blink of an eye and they're over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went into work today and I thought, man, it seems like I just left here. So, yeah. What about you? What have you been into?
Well, my weekend's been kind of an interesting one. On Saturday, I had to do a funeral. I had to be the person who gave the sermon and did the ceremony. A friend of mine, a student of mine, passed away. He kind of died kind of suddenly, and his daughter reached out to me and asked if I would do the service for the family. And so I took on that duty. And it was a powerful, powerful journey to go there and actually do that. There must have been 80 people or so, plus people, in that chapel.
Uh-huh.
It was a full house. My friend had... a lot of friends and a lot of family and a lot of people cared about him. And so I went ahead and did a funerary ceremony, a shamanic funerary ceremony, and blessed his body, cleansed his body with smoke and water and sang and did some chanting. And then I spoke, and then the family spoke, and then I spoke again. And then I closed the ceremony, and it was quite interesting. Many people who were there had never been in any type of ceremony of any sorts, indigenous or native or shamanic. This was some people was the first time. I know it was probably kind of strange for some people, but it turned out okay. I got a lot of compliments and I got a lot of amens, and people really resonated with the message that I had. And, you know, try to keep it, you know, out of the religious realm, as the family requested me to do. But I kind of brought it into the metaphysical and spiritual realms of things with the universe, and just being good to one another was my message. And realizing that, you know, at any moment could be our last moment, our last breath. But it was very touching, very moving. I don't do a lot of funerals. Usually that's the type of celebration you don't really want to do too much of. You don't want to be losing friends, but you know, when I have to do them, they're pretty powerful. They're pretty strong.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of in the shoes that you choose to walk in. That's kind of a responsibility that is laid upon you at times, along with many others.
Yeah.
Like going to visit the sick in the hospital. It's, you know, if you had your own church or were a pastor of a church, that's kind of would be required of you to do those things also. So it's good that you step up to the challenge and that you were there for your friend and his family, you know.
Mm-hmm. I made him a medicine bundle to wear during the service. Mm-hmm. And then I gave, you know, the family an option, the daughter, if she wanted to keep it or bury it with the father. She ended up keeping it to remember her dad. And so I'm also going to be making one for her brother, her younger brother, who asked for one. So I'm going to make him one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just something for them to remember their father by, you know, that he was walking or he was beginning to walk his spiritual path. So pretty powerful. And then Sunday was another journey. I actually went to go pick up my drum, my new drum that my friend Bala C made for me. And the cool thing about it, they were actually going to practice in the studio where they ran out the space for 3 hours that they do their drumming and dancing. And it was one of those spontaneous journeys that you just don't really know you're going to get into, and all of a sudden you're in it. I actually got to practice. I actually got to play my drum and got to play some beats and some rhythms in the practice. And they gave me some pointers and some things that I had to play, and so I did that. And it was fun. And I actually ended up making a little mini interview, you know, with Insights Radio for GigGarcia.com and Drum Life Ohio. And yeah, I'm pretty excited. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. I ended up making that little video. And did you get to see that video?
I did. It's good. Yeah, I liked it.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah, I recorded some of the sound and some video, some dancing. There was a lot of coverage, a lot of video to that. I had to condense it down. But it was fun. It was fun to actually be part of something different than what I do, because usually I am doing the leading and, you know, the organizing and the drumming or whatever comes into that realm.
Right.
It was nice to be someone learning from somebody else, different style, different rhythms. It was really beautiful. It was. I was really captivated. I was really touched by the dedication that they have in the work that they do and what it means to them and how important it is to them and their culture. And I found it really, really beautiful. You know, the little kids even practice and dance. I didn't film them, but I got to see them dancing as well. It was really an interesting experience, one that I truly haven't really had. I've watched drummers and dancers, you know, after they practice and gotten their things together. But to see behind the scenes work, where they're actually doing it, was really cool and was really fun. So those were kind of my adventures, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I really enjoyed that. Yeah. And then I got to watch the Cavaliers beat up on Boston with their new team. So I was pretty excited about that, too.
Yeah,
and the Buckeyes won on Saturday.
Yeah. This is where David was really good to have as a co-host, because he could talk sports and stuff with you.
That's okay.
But yeah,
I am a Buckeye fan.
Yeah.
That was my
weekend.
You know,
I think I'm too much of a roamer, so I don't really root for any team in particular, if any at all, except for my own.
There you go. Team A.
That's right.
Give me an A. Give me an A. What have you got?
That was
a
series all down, the A team.
Adriana. Oh, the A team? Yeah, that was funny. Mr. T.
Yeah.
Hannibal. Do you remember all the characters' names?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny about you?
What?
You make fun of me when I bring up analogies for movies. You bring up analogies about TV shows all the time. You don't even know you do it.
Do not.
You just did just now.
Just now? That's probably the first and only one I've ever done.
No. You do it all the time. I have to go back a few shows, but you do it not all the time, but from time to time you'll throw something in there. You remember that hee-haw show? When we were kids, I'm like, no, I don't remember that show. I don't remember.
The only thing I recall ever talking about was the litter commercial with the Indian that cried. That's what I brought up about on TV before. I brought that up a couple of times. Other than that, I don't think so. It's your imagination. So.
Well, you know, the only reason I bring up movie analogies is because, you know, life imitates art. And so a lot of the movies that we watch is something from, you know, someone's reality in their mind and things going through. So it's just art. Art imitating nature, nature imitating art, vice versa, depending how you look at it. However, way it moves you.
Yeah.
But that was my exciting. That was my exciting weekend.
Huh?
That was my exciting weekend.
No, well, it was a lot more exciting than mine.
Yeah. And by the time you're done, it's like almost like 6-7 o'clock. You're like, wow, where'd the time go? You know, it's like boom, and then it's like ready for bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's over as fast as it begun.
Yeah. Once the time changes again in April, then we'll have our longer days. The sun's, you know, slowly coming back a little bit more each day now. So we're getting there. We're getting a little bit more daylight. And, you know, you'll kind of get back on that later schedule, you know, that we're used to once we get back to normal. I don't know why
I know
they bother turning the clocks and doing anything, you know. It's not like it really helps. It doesn't. I think it just messes everything up.
Right idea. It's what the Native Americans call it. Like, it's like cutting the top of the blanket and then sewing it to the bottom. It's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
You really, what did you save?
Pretty much.
But somebody had a bright idea. We should go to bed later. There's something, Christy. If it gets darker faster, it means you turn on more power and light, don't you? I don't know. It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if that works. I think it's just psychological.
You know, it takes our bodies aren't wired to that time frame, I don't think. Mine isn't. It takes a while to get... For me to get used to it when we have to change and, you know, everything goes back in the fall. Spring forward, fall back. So, you know, I'm ready to go forward again. Because my body just kind of stays there. It going back just doesn't, it's not right. So, our internal clock.
Yeah, I don't like
no
it.
Way, Jose. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really know anybody that does. I mean, your internal clock act just stays where it's supposed to. It's like, it doesn't mess with the time. Our animals, you know, they don't really change with that time.
My dog doesn't ask what time it is.
Yeah, they're going by their internal clocks, you know? It doesn't change.
I gotta pee. That's all my dog's saying. Gotta pee.
But anyway, you know, we're getting a little bit more daylight every day, so that is something to look forward to. And yeah.
This is true.
We're getting there.
It's 6:15 and
it's
still light out.
Still light. That's right. So
I like it.
We're getting through February, and next thing you know, it'll be March before we know it. So you think it's going to come in like a lion and out like a lamb, or in like a lamb and
out like a lion?
Huh?
I'm listening.
Like what?
I didn't say
anything.
What
do you think March is going to do?
March will be just as fast. I can't wait till March gets
here.
But
do you think it'll be in like a lion weather-wise and out like a lamb, or in like a lamb and out like a lion?
What is it, the
eyes of
March?
I think it's
going to
come in like a lion.
It should. Usually it does. Spring comes, we start getting closer to spring. Everybody starts getting feisty and excited. Everybody wants to get outside. I know today I was kind of running around with no jacket on from time to time.
Yeah, but
just
see,
kind of
that's,
psychological.
That's right now, it's kind of dangerous to do that. Even though it feels like it's warm enough to do that, that's how you get sick.
Yeah.
You still have to keep covered up and wear your T-shirt.
I didn't say I was topless. I didn't say I was topless.
Well, but you still have to stay, keep your chest and stuff covered up.
You're right, because I know in Peru, in my country, you know, even though it's warm and then the lows are probably 60s, maybe 50s, but being on the coast, you take a chance of getting pneumonia because the weather, it's the wind chill, you know, with the breeze coming off the ocean.
Yeah.
Penetrates lungs. You know, my grandmother, I remember, put on your jacket. When you get out of the shower, you don't just walk around topless. You have to have something on. That was a really big concern. I remember as a kid all that stuff, especially my mom. I'm like, okay. It's funny. I want to take a second to say happy birthday to some of our listeners. I want to say happy birthday to Nate Clapper. Today he turns 28. He's actually a former soccer student of mine. Kelly Weimer, 53. John Karlovic, Nakoi Simpson, Sherry Lynn, Christopher Richardson, Sarah Arrowwood, and Sandra Weissner. They're on the air here and listening, and I want to just say hi to them. Thank you for tuning in. I recognize their names because they put it on the chat room. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Ready?
Yep.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. You. Nick Kelly, John,
happy
I'm going to show
you.
Happy birthday to you. We're going to work on that one.
Voila. Happy birthday, everyone.
Birthdays are fun.
It's good to be here.
Good reminder. It's good to be here.
I agree with you there.
You've made another year.
Yeah. You've made it another year.
One more time.
Do what?
They've gone around the sun one more time.
Absolutely.
Yep. Then I don't know why they call it sunrise and sunset then, but it doesn't make sense. But either way, since we're going around the sun.
Yeah. I actually called my mother's husband and wished him happy birthday. Today's his birthday. So happy birthday, Jack.
All right.
I don't think he's on
happy
the
birthday,
show,
Jack.
But I actually called him and I sang to him earlier. So it's kind of funny. He got a
kick
out of it. Yeah.
Got a kick out of it.
Yeah, he said he got
said that he got a big kick out of it. But, awesome. Yeah, 83.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
83 years old.
I hope
so.
He lived 83.
Oh, you know, I'm all right with that.
You don't want to be 83,
I'm
huh?
I'm happy. I don't know, you know. I mean, I'll take what I get, but I just want to be on my own and able to, you know, able to walk and not have a lot of pain or aches or problems. So that's me. I don't really care how old I am. I just don't, you know, want to have problems. So, but you know,
well, keep belly dancing and you'll be fine.
Yeah, birthdays don't bother me like a lot of other women my age. I think that they do. It seems like they do, you know. They're, oh, every year I get older. And I can't say that mine bother me. The year goes by fast, and if I'm lucky, I've learned something in the year. And, you know. And I still feel good. I mean, I might not look as good as I used to, but that's all right, too. You know, there's a certain beauty, I think, that comes with age for women, and I don't think women see it so much. They focus too much on gray hair and wrinkles and, you know, all the other things that come with age, but,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just...
Yeah, I'm not going to
agree
or disagree with you on that.
There's a certain beauty. There's a certain beauty that comes with it, I think.
I see that.
So, yeah.
I'll get myself in trouble if I answer that, if I respond to that. So, men. I think men.
Men don't have
to
worry
hand,
so much about it. They don't age like women do.
We don't want to get old either. We don't want to get old and decrepit and can't move or can't use, you know, our body in the capacity we used to. No, I agree. Nobody wants to.
Yeah.
But men are funny. I mean, I don't think men really worry about wrinkles so much. And what I think what men worry about is when they're not able to do like they used to do. That can be kind of bothersome when you're not able to lift or move or, you know, run or do the things you used to do. I know for me that's kind of weird. Like I remember used being able to do certain things with ease.
Uh-huh.
And but now I can do other things that I wasn't
like
able
the
to do.
Then.
Yeah, mentally, spiritually, not so much. I don't feel 51. Like my mind doesn't, I don't feel like I'm in the 51 ballpark. You know, I don't feel like I'm in my 50s. I feel like I'm about 38 maybe, going into 40s. Just pushing my 40s, if that's reality. I mean, I don't think I look 50. I think I probably look around 45 maybe. Kind of believe I do. Maybe that's just me thinking that, but I don't feel 51, let's put it that way.
Yeah,
don't
feel
don't
my
right
age.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel my age. I guess that helps, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I feel like I have so much to do and so much to see and so much that I haven't accomplished yet, which is crazy.
There's a lot of times I still just, you know, feel like a kid inside, have that youthful. I think that's what keeps us young, is to have the youthful spirit still inside.
Yeah.
And, you know, still want to
need it.
Take off on adventures, like you said, you know, little spontaneous adventures and things that come up, but
yep.
you're not too much of an adult that you can just say, oh, hey, this looks like fun. Yeah, I think we're going to go do this instead, you know.
Right.
Just kind of keep that youthfulness about you.
But do you think people really change? I mean, or do they kind of just put things aside and outgrow things? I mean, I guess that is kind of changing, but I don't know.
You know, I think that things that a person goes through in life can influence and change some things that that people do, or their outlook on, you know, thinking that something's more important than actually relaxing and having, you know, fun. Or, you know, there's a lot of people that they're so goal oriented that all they do is work themselves to death. They never have a life or time for themselves, and all they're really doing is working themselves into a grave, an early grave, because they're not taking time to take a vacation and to relax and rest and enjoy anything that they've earned and worked so hard for. So I think life and different aspects of your life, if you let it, will influence some things like that. You know, I've seen some people that are just so stuffed, they're like stuffed shirts, you know. They wouldn't know a good time if it hit them in the face because they're too busy, you know, nose grinding to paper, and that's all they know from the time they wake up until the time they go to sleep. They just don't take time for themselves to enjoy life, to even see the beauty in simple things that are right outside your door, a rose bush, a flower. You know, they're taken for granted, and they're actually miracles. You know, this beautiful bush or this beautiful flower can grow from this little tiny seed. You know, some things bear fruit from this little tiny seed that they bear fruit, and you can feed families, you know, with, and there's so many people that just don't walk outside their door and see the beauty in anything, let alone the canvas that, you know, God paints every day for you to look at in the sky. There's just so many people
that
they don't notice any of that. That helps to keep you younger. Yeah, that helps to keep you younger. You know, how many people do you know? Their face is stuck in a telephone. Seriously.
Yep. I know one.
And it's not just millennials. I mean, you know, it's not young people. I know plenty of people that's all they do when they're not working. If they're working, you know, that they just, their phone is stuck in their face, and you can't even have a conversation with them because they can't
tune
out. Those people are missing out on a lot of the beautiful things in life.
Boy, are you right about that?
I guess to each his own, you know. I think things like that and noticing the little things like that around me,
mm-hmm.
and just taking the time to take in the beauty and just experience what I can, you know, helps to keep me young. I can look at the sky and see, you know, shapes in the clouds like I used to when I was a little kid, and I'd lay on the ground, you know, on my back, and I'd look up to the sky, and I just would pick out all these shapes of the clouds going by. I still look in the sky, and I can still see shapes, you know. It takes me back to that, for just an instant, to that childhood, to that imagination in my mind. It's still working. And I think that's part of what keeps me young inside. Yeah.
That's good. I know you do that because I've been around you when you've done that. Look, a heart. Look, a dragon. Look, a lion. Look. I've been on road trips with you and others and seen you pick out things in the sky. So it's a pretty cool, mm-hmm. pretty cool feeling. When somebody can do that and is willing to do that, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's pretty. It's fun.
It's in your mind, you know. Your age really is just a number.
So enjoy Enjoy those years, but take the time to actually enjoy something about your life, you know?
Right. Well, hold that thought real quick, Adriana. Hold it real quick. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come right back. You're listening to With Insights Radio. This is Iggy Garcia, Adriana Arts. We're broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe. We shall return.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self. You are listening to With Insight Radio with Iggy Garcia and Indiana Arts. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back, everybody. And we were talking about how old do you feel? That's where we left off. I mean, you feel as old as you want to feel, right? Age is just a number.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, do we age because someone put a number on us? Or do we age because it's part of what happens to us? Maybe it's both. Maybe we age faster when we associate what your body's supposed to do or you're supposed to be. Maybe you're not supposed to age the way you do. You know, now recently they've been finding people who are like 125, 130 years old who are living in, you know, China, in Australia, and all these different places, and you know, it amazes me that these people could live that long and see so much history and so much that goes by them. You made a valid point earlier that some people don't even take time to see the beautiful tapestries that have been painted, you know, and things that, you know, the universe plays out for you and God plays out for you. And we just kind of walk by it every day and just ignore it because we're too inside of our own head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy.
You know, I understand when people can get wrapped up in life and stuff, but that's why you have to, just like you're always saying, you know, in relationships you have to have your healthy limits and boundaries. You have to have that in life too, your everyday life. You have to create your boundaries of so much. I'll give so much to work, you know, for my income, my salary. I'll give so much to these people for this business every day, but I'm not going to give it all. You have to set a boundary. I'm not going to give my all every day to this business for a dollar, you know. There's more important things out there than a dollar, a lot more important. Relationships being one. People that you love in your life, that's number one.
Yeah.
You're not going to have your family forever. You're not going to have family members forever. Nobody's guaranteed tomorrow. Nobody is.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be grateful for who is in your life, who you love, who loves you, who's there for you, and take, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes to either go see that person, stop and see them, see if they want to, you know, go get something to eat together, see if there's anything they need,
mm-hmm.
if they're sick, you know. It's important you take the time to do these things with the people that matter to you. You have to show people that they matter, and your actions show it. You can't just tell them they matter. Anybody
mm-hmm.
can say those words. Your actions prove
right.
if somebody matters, you know. But
That's true.
Life's really short, and it's flying by. It really is flying by. You know, it's funny, in about 4 weeks, it's going to be a year mm-hmm. since I quit smoking.
Wow.
Now, isn't that insane?
And
like, it's going to be a year already.
That's
last
crazy.
Last March. Yeah.
You think
I
about
mean,
that.
That's life is flying by. That's just, it seems like it's only been a few months ago to me. You know? But, yeah. Huh. I was talking with my mom earlier, and I'm like, Mom, you believe it's been almost a year? And she's like, wow. She goes, it doesn't seem like it, does it? And I was like, no. Not at all.
Yeah. That's crazy. It's hard to believe that it's a year.
The time is flying, and we aren't getting any younger. We're getting older as it flies. So don't waste it. Enjoy the beauty and enjoy the love and enjoy the people that are in your life while you have them
mm-hmm.
here and while you're here.
This is true.
That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say about that.
So. That was a message I was given on Saturday when I was giving the sermon.
Yeah.
I just told people to look left, look right, look in front, look behind, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
be grateful for the people you have in your life. I said that too. It's been a strong theme. And I also said, answer the phone, pick up, answer the text. You know, it's crazy. I mean,
mm-hmm.
just respond as much as you can. Because you don't ever know when someone needs you. You know, you never know when you need somebody.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, someone's in distress and they don't you don't even realize it. And they're not really trying to bother you. My dad always says that. He goes, I'm only calling you because I want to talk to you, whatever. He goes, I'm not trying to bother you. My dad always says that to me. I'm like, well, I was kind of in the shower, so it's kind of hard to pick up the phone. There's a difference. But he's just funny. He goes, you and your brother and sister never pick up the phone when I call. He always answers.
Uh-oh.
I said, we screen calls anymore. I mean, it's just we've just gotten to that place where we screen calls because, you know, sometimes we're busy and sometimes we're in the middle of something. Most of the time it's because we're in the middle of something. And I think it's just, that's just kind of how habits have been formed here lately, where people don't pick up the phone and don't answer, and they look
uh-huh.
at the phone, and they look at the text and they go, should I call them back? Should I answer them? I really want to talk to them because I know if I talk to them, you know, we're just going to be on there for a long time. You know, I mean, people just rationalize things, and well,
yeah.
call them back. You know, I don't know how many times I didn't pick up and somebody needed something from me. You know, they need a lift or, you know, picked up because their car broke down or whatever. And I feel bad. Later I'm like, oh, God, jeez, I felt terrible. But, you know, it was neither here nor there. It just happens sometimes. We just don't pick up the phone. Just not a big deal. I don't know why I'm making a big deal out of it. But either way.
Yeah.
So let's take a caller. Let's take a caller, see where they're at. See what's going on in their life, what's happening in their mind, see if they want a reading, and see if they have anything to share. We'll give them the opportunity to pick one of those options. Hello, caller. Welcome
Hi.
To the show. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I was enjoying listening to your show. This is the first time I've ever listened to it.
Hi.
Oh.
Congratulations
and
on the quitting smoke. Sorry, what?
I guess she was. No, what is your name, caller?
Oh, my name is Dion.
Dion.
I was saying congratulations on the quitting smoking.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, okay. She's talking to Adriana.
Yeah. Yeah, I smoked for about 35 years. And then I just went cold turkey. So thank you.
That's awesome. I'm a smoker. I want to quit too.
You know, I it's kind of funny. I kind of got the flu last March. It's something like the flu. And the thought of a cigarette really made me nauseous the whole time I was sick. And I was sick for about a week. So after a week,
when I started getting better and, you know, was going back to work and all that, I still had, I still do have a pack of and a half of cigarettes here. And I kept them by my bed just in case I'd want one or change my mind to see if the want, you know, was going to come back after a week. And it never did. But I have to say, about 6 months before I got sick, I kind of just had conversations with God, you know, on my time. And I was just kind of talking one day, and I said, you know, God, I really should quit, and I know that, but I don't want to. So if I ever quit, you're really going to have to help take the want away from me. And I just kind of was saying that in a conversation, you know, not really praying to quit. I wasn't thinking to quit because I didn't want to quit. But about 6 months later, that's what happened. So he definitely, I think, took the want, helped take the want away for me. And I don't think I could have done that if, you know, if I was having cravings or anything. But I honestly have not had one puff of a cigarette or even wanted to since I put them down. And I still have them here at the house in case the urge ever hit me again. You know, I still have them here. But thank you.
I'm going to do that then. I'm going to ask him to help me.
That's kind of how it happened for me. I just wasn't even planning on it. It wasn't a goal, but it did, and I'm glad. You know, I started, once I did that, I started paying more attention to other parts of my health as far as, like, what I'm eating and trying to. I'm into starting to do some yoga now, and so just some different stuff, you know, for physical. I have more strength and more stamina now. So, but yeah, it, you know, if I can do it, I think anybody can, that's for sure. And never be afraid to ask for any help from your higher source, whoever or whatever that is. Mine happens to be God. So,
I talk to God all the time.
Yeah, me too. He probably shakes his head a lot at me. So. For sure. Did we lose
I don't
you
know
Iggy?
What your show's about. This is the first time I called. I don't know how you guys work. So,
you know, we just kind of talk about anything on our mind.
And if you want a reading, we can give you a reading.
Okay, I'll take that. I am like, I lived in the same place for 10 years. And before that, I had pretty, you know, stable living situations. But in the past year, it's just been one thing after another. And I know where I want to go, but it's out of my hands as far as the paperwork is tied up in court. So in the meantime, I know I can, until I reach my final forever home, I still want to move. So any clues on that? I'm like, I guess temporary relocation. In a perfect world, I could just go where I want to go, but I don't think I can pull that off in time.
Well, I tell you, I'm seeing where it's almost what I'm looking at. It looks like there's been a complete reversal in your personal affairs, and it's not been on a good level at all. It's just like all kinds of things have been reversed for you. Home finances, definitely almost like some babbling going on. And I actually see a dark-haired man that's involved around this situation. He's got dark hair.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I was completely gutted.
Yeah. Coming up, I actually see that this is going to change, this situation. It does seem like it's going to change, and it will start with a message that you receive, whether it's a phone call or a letter in the mail. Literally, it's going to be, I kind of feel like it's going to be a letter or something in the mail written in black and white, but this situation will change, and it will start with this letter or message that you're going to receive. And there's a legal matter around this, but there's also a large sum of money that's around this legal matter. And this money comes, looks like it's going to come through rather easily with the help of a younger man who's light-haired, whether that's an attorney. It almost looks like he could possibly be in a uniform, or could be an officer of the law or of the court or something. But he's definitely younger and light-haired, and his influence is around this message and this large sum of money. So I see things changing, and what you're hoping and wishing for, your high hopes and dreams actually start to come about. And this is probably going to be in about, I want to say about 4 or 5 months even, starting within here. It might start sooner than that, but I see it kind of taking that time frame to really happen and to get things moving. But it will affect you. It will come right to your home. This is in your home. This literally is the good changes it's coming, and that's it's all going to happen. The letter, the message that you receive that starts this, it all comes directly to your home. Every bit of this information and the people involved in helping this to come about.
But I'm not going to get in any trouble, right?
Huh?
I'm not in any trouble anymore, right?
No. That is stuff in the past that's the recent past that's really been hard that you've been dealing with. It's getting ready
right.
to get better. Yeah, it's
okay.
Getting ready to get better, a lot better, trust me. but I can see what you've been going through. It did a whole reversal on your money, your expenses, your living, everything. Everything got reversed, and that's what you've been dealing with. In a bad way.
Yeah.
It's going to start to get better.
So 4 or 5 months.
There's three. Yeah. Well, it could probably start within about 4 or 5 weeks. But I'd say from the time it starts until it actually comes through together to where everything starts flowing again really easy will probably take about 4 or 5 months. But it will start. You'll come out of this, and once you do, it should come rather a lot easier. Things should start happening a lot easier for you.
You were saying there were three what?
There's three men. There's a younger man who's light-haired, and then there's an older man who is probably white or gray-haired. And light-eyed, and there's another young man in here, but almost think that they're business partners, like a could be a father and son. They're both light-haired, though. But these men help get this situation moving into the better for you. So they're all light-haired, really. And I would be looking for them. One of them definitely older, though, with lighter gray hair.
I just don't want to deal with any more of the authorities.
Of any more what?
Of, like, the authorities.
Yeah. These men help your situation. So it's not a bad thing when these men come into your life. I think
okay.
The bad part is, yeah, these men are going to help you in a good way. They will help bring about a good change for you. So that's what I see. Do you see anything, Miggy?
Well, I ended up pulling a card for her. Kind of falls along with what she's kind of already doing. The squirrel is talking about preparation, getting ready for big changes. Obviously, that sounds mm-hmm. like the direction you're heading. If you know anything about squirrels, they look playful, they have fun, they do the things they do. But in the interim, when they're not doing that, they're preparing for the winter, they're preparing for the fall, they're preparing their nest, their housing. I guess it's just a reminder, Spirit's just here to remind you that as you're moving along, don't forget to prepare yourself, get yourself ready, because, you know, things hit us when we least expect it. You know, it's never when we expect it. It's always when we aren't looking, when we're kind of blindsided. So if you do get blindsided, if you do get hit, you'll at least be ready to say, okay, I can step into this arena, step into this energy, step into this place I need to step in. There's not a whole lot I have, because Adriana gave you quite a pretty good read on what to look for and what to, you know, be aware of and how to navigate through that and what to see and what to look for. So that's all I really have, and yeah, that's it.
I appreciate that. Can I ask one question, if it's okay?
Yeah, go ahead. That's cool.
Do you see my transition from where I'm living now to another apartment? I feel so stupid because I keep moving, but I feel like I'm just trying to get closer to my goal. And if I'm not happy where I'm at, why shouldn't I just move? I want to look for another apartment. My lease is up in like another month and a half, but, you know, in the spiritual world, anything can just work out just the way you want it to. So I was hoping that I could exit stage door right a little earlier and get better accommodations.
You know, if moving is your what you're really hoping and your goal or your dreaming is, that is in what I saw. You are going to go towards your hopes and your dreams, what you've been hoping for. So if moving to a different place is a part of that, then I see that happening. The cards indicate that is going to happen. If your lease is up in a month and a half, you might want to consider going on a month-to-month lease and not signing on for another year. So
right.
I kind of think something will happen, you know, for you. It looks, it indicates that whatever it is you're hoping for is going to come through for you. That's what I have.
Okay. That was a very good read. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
All right, you're welcome. Very good.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on
change. I like your.
You know, it's happening for a lot of people right now. Change is definitely happening for a lot.
Yeah, some navigate it better than others. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's how you move through that space. Some of us aren't good at it. Some of us, you know, we want to move through it, but it's like, man, our biggest obstacle is ourselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're like, should I wear this brown shoe with this white shoe? No, I'm being funny. But, you know, I mean, I think it's because we talked about this before in other shows. You know, a lot of it has to do with the unknown factor. You know, we can't see, you know, forward. We can't project forward. We can only project, you know, what we think what it would look like and what it would feel like, smell like, taste like. And, you know, sometimes when we project like that, we can only take the things that we have currently in our life and try to mesh it with that. And it doesn't always fit. It's completely off.
Right.
You know, it has not a good roadmap. Well, I got burned last time. Well, maybe you won't get burned this time. Maybe you won't go through a problem this time. Maybe this time you will, you know, break the barrier. You will get through.
Yeah.
Kind of like when someone ran, the mile for the first time, broke it in, ran in 4 minutes. I think it was Bannister was the guy who ran it. He broke the record, you know, and everybody, you know, for years had been trying to break that record. And then once he broke it, other people started breaking it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
I've got some changes in my life coming up, you know, that I've had to tell myself to get my ego. I've had to tell my ego, get out of my way. You're wanting to make this a bad thing, and I don't even know what it's going to be. You know, get out of my way. I've had to tell my ego that. And, you know, I just made up my mind that I don't know what's coming. I really don't. I don't know how this is going to play out in my life. But I do know if I go in with a bad attitude right off the bat, it's not going to play for very long. My attitude and
this is true.
How I look at this, how my attitude and how I look at this situation is either going to make it or break it. And that's the way I look at it, is up to me. But I got to get my ego out of the way. So I understand I'm going through that in a certain part of my life right now that, I'm not, you know, it doesn't feel comfortable and warm and cozy like I'm used to at all. It's kind of scary, but it's going to be what I make it. And that's what I've said to my ego. So.
Let go my ego.
That's right.
That's for sure. Well, winding down here pretty quickly. So I wanted to ask you if there was anything that you wanted to leave with the listeners, some words of wisdom, something that they can take with them, you know, to carry them through the week. Something that
what I kind of said earlier and touched on, take a time to pause and smell the roses or look at the flowers or the beautiful landscape in the sky. You know, take 5 minutes out of your day every day or more, but at least 5 minutes and just look at the beauty that's around you, because you will find beauty in something, if not a lot of things. And, breathe deep, take it in, and hold it for however long you can in your memory, in your heart.
Okay. Very good. And, I'll just follow suit with you and just go out there and be the best version of yourself at any given time. I know sometimes it's not easy, but if you keep doing it over and over and over, you know, you'll eventually get to where you want to be. It's kind of like the Olympics that are playing right now. There's people out there who have fallen on the ice, fallen on the snow, get back up, and they won gold medal. The U.S. has got a boy who was 17, you know. he messed up, screwed up, but he came back and he won the gold medal, you know, at 17 years of age. And you just can't quit. You just got to keep moving forward. So with that, I want to say thank you, Adriana, for being on the air with me. And I will see you next week, and I will see everybody next week. And we hope you enjoyed our show.
Thanks
for having
me. Have
a nice evening, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.